The city of San Francisco is relaxing mask requirements, even as the state of California is keeping its indoor mask mandate for at least another 2 weeks. Starting today in San Francisco, if you're fully vaccinated and boosted, you don't have to wear a mask anymore in certain places such as the office, in the classroom, or at the gym. Let's bring in KQED health reporter Leslie McClurg. Leslie, what does the change to the mask mandate mean for the people of San Francisco?
Well, I think this allows a lot more movement, and people can go to the office and take their masks off. They can go to the gym. They can go to church. Students can return indoor to college classes and take their masks off. This basically applies to, you know, places where there's a stable group of vaccinated people. This was the rule that was in place before the Omicron surge, so back in December. You will, though, this time have to show proof of a booster shot to go maskless. And if you're unvaccinated, you actually can enter these spaces, but you do need to get a negative test and wear a mask if you're unvaccinated.
Okay, so as you said, part of the reason for the change is that San Francisco has a high vaccination rate, 82%. There's also been economic pressure, we know, from businesses and individuals who've wanted the city to loosen the reins and lose the masks. But it's thought the decision to drop the mask mandate in offices and classrooms could also be a carrot to get people to come back into the office. What does it mean, I wonder, for you personally, Leslie, as somebody who works in an office in San Francisco?
Yeah, it'll mean I'll go back to work. I talked to our producer, our Morning Edition producer this morning, and I said, how many people are at the office today? And he said, well, I'm still the only one. Mm. So I don't think people are going back in droves today, but I think over the next couple of weeks, we'll probably see a trickle start going back in. And as soon as this Omicron surge really tapers off, which is expected in the next couple of weeks, you know, we're seeing cases drop pretty fast right now. I think people will both be motivated by this relaxation in the mask mandate and also because they'll feel safe enough to do so. So we'll see a lot more traffic downtown. I will be going to the office again, which I was before the Omicron surge. And I think that will begin to become more popular across the board in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco area.
And just to be clear, you've been working, as has everybody else at KQED. It's just they're not in the office, except for that one producer of Morning Edition. So a question that always comes up when rules change is enforcement. And as you said, some people are going to be able to lose the masks. Some will have to keep the masks on. So who is going to tell people when they do have to wear the mask?
Yeah, so basically, businesses are responsible to make sure that this is happening, but there is in the order, there is, you know, an enforcement clause in there that the sheriff or the police department could be brought in if there are reports that businesses are not following this order. So if that happens, if a business is not complying, then they could be forced to vacate the premises or even close until the Department of Health allows them to reopen. But I don't expect that in San Francisco. We didn't see that before. I don't expect that going forward. But maybe because there's this new nuance with unvaccinated folks, you know, potentially we could see it going forward.
Okay. And very briefly, California's statewide mask mandate is in place for another 2 weeks at least. How likely is that day going to hold given that the forecasts are for COVID are in the next few weeks?
I think the case rates are dropping fast enough that that could happen, but I don't think it's quite a guarantee just yet. Probably either by mid-February, potentially more likely the end of February.
KQED's Leslie McClurg, thank you.
Thank you.